Neil Young then questions 1960s rock culture in a manner which nonetheless reanimates its core ideologies. This has enabled him to avoid being too closely associated with an increasingly anachronistic style period, while still relying upon certain ideological features of that period for validation. Rock narratives generally serve to contain our worst entropic nightmares, within a recursive cycle of death and resurrection. Some of the less unusual features of Young's waywardness, those which reflect tendencies widely displayed by rock artists, include his refusal of external definition, his interest in chaos and disorder, his self-reliance, and his ideology of expressivity.
The shocking and bold plan to rescue American prisoners of war from North Vietnam required a unique, specially trained joint military task force and approval from the President of the United States, Richard M. Nixon. Military leaders assembled the best available Army and Air Force volunteers in Florida for training in utmost secrecy, half a world away from those who suffered deprivation, brainwashing, and torture in enemy captivity. The prisoner of war camp selected for this rescue was near San Tay, 23 miles west of North Vietnam's capital of Hanoi. It was in the most heavily defended area of the country, close to MiG interceptor air bases and carefully positioned anti-aircraft artillery and surface-to-air missile sites.